Welcome, Penelope Pulu, our VOA movie correspondent. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you very much for doing it. Our listeners really love American movies. Watching them is one of the ways they learn how to speak English.
And it's a reflection of our way of life.
Absolutely. So I guess what I would like to know this year are your predictions, because you have been on target the past few years. Is that true?
That is very true. But this year, all these nominees are really worth it.
So let's go ahead and just start with the biggies, Best Actor.
Best Actor.
Just tell me who it's going to be.
Well, Gary Oldman, come on now.
For his performance as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour.
I truly am very confident that he will get the Oscar.
Okay. And who is he up against?
Well, he's up against Daniel Day-Lewis, who is always superb. And then, of course, Timothée Chalamet, who is Call Me By Your Name. He gives an exceptional performance. Daniel Kaluuya, of course, who plays in Get Out, and he's wonderful, but I would not put him on the same level as Oldman's performance.
You know, right.
I think everybody's looking at Oldman in this situation.
Yes.
As for actresses in a leading role, hands down, Frances McDormand.
Right.
I really believe that she plays Mildred in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And she carries it, and she's the epitome of a female empowerment.
And she's up against
Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water, a very romantic interpretation of her character. Margot Robbie, who plays Tonya Harding in I, Tonya. Saoirse Ronan, who plays in Lady Bird, of course. And Meryl Streep, who plays in The Post. And Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep. She has gotten this... I don't know. I've missed counting how many nominations she has by now.
At least 20, maybe 21. I know that she has won at least 3 Oscars already. 3. And she is very good in The Post, but that role didn't seem like a challenge for her. Okay, and the last I'm going to do, Best Picture.
2 films. One is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, because it carries so many themes in there. But Get Out has captured people's imagination. My only question mark about Get Out is, if I am to look at the film on a from a traditional point of view, does it fit the bill to get an Oscar for Best Picture? And usually these kind of pictures were grand on cinematography and this and that and the other.
Right.
Does it fit that bill? And in that, I would say, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But things are changing.
True.
And I think what is important here is that it is a very original story, and it's so hard to get original stories nowadays.
Absolutely. That's its edge. But on the other hand, Three Billboards, also very original.
Very original.
So.
And so human, and so such arcs, such character arcs, such topics.
Exactly. It's almost too bad that they were put out in the same year.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we need to mention The Shape of Water, because it has gotten, I think, 13 nominations.
Right.
And it is up there. It checks all the boxes. It checks the box of cinematography, got a nomination there. Best director, best editing, and all that. So it does stand a great chance also getting there.
It doesn't seem like, though, it has the groundswell.
That is very true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true.
So I get the feeling you really think the competition is between Get Out and Three Billboards. So what's it going to be? You're on the spot.
I can't. I can't go beyond that at this point. I can't commit.
It's going to be fun to watch and judge you.
Oh, Mark.
Just kidding, Penelope. Thank you so much for coming in and talking.
Well, it's always fun talking with you.
Especially at Oscar time. Enjoy them. And Learning English fans, you can enjoy the Oscars with us beginning at 0:30 UTC Monday. We'll be providing live Oscar updates on Facebook and on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. See you then.